What's up, bitches? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. I literally forgot to record the podcast today, so I just rolled my ass out of bed. It's midnight here, and I was like, oh, fuck, let's get this done. So, yeah, my brain is a little bit delayed, but we're going to work with what we have because that's it. That's it. Progress over perfection. Bitch, I'm showing the fuck up. Okay. So it is Microdose Monday. Let's start there. I know y'all have heard these episodes before, and I'm going to continue to share. I'm going to continue to share because I'm seeing what is happening in the people that are consistent with their microdosing, what changes in my life. And I'm excited about that experience. We're kind of, cleaning out the brain function a little bit here. Like, literally, you're sitting here now thinking about something that you might want out of life, right? Like, you just want something, but you never get around to going after it. You just don't. Or maybe you start and then you quit half-assing it. And it's frustrating because you really want to do the thing that you're thinking of. But no matter how hard you try, you're just not taking action. So let's talk about what's going on, okay? We don't procrastinate because there's something wrong with us. It's not because you're not disciplined. It's not because you're weak. Most of the time, we're frozen because we are stuck in the grasp of anxiety. And that's what actually causes procrastination. Anxiety rules our lives. And it's something that everybody experiences in one version of their lives or another, whether it's showing up as overwhelm or, absolutely anxious feelings. You get this idea that's exciting, maybe a new workout routine, or you want to learn a new language, maybe you want to start painting, and you're excited, you're stoked. But just as quick as the thought comes about how much fun it could be, a million anxious thoughts flood your brain with all the reasons why it's never going to happen. A million reasons why you're sure to fail. And because those thoughts seem so convincing, we believe them and then we put off the action until we can come up with the answers to all of the anxious thoughts, until we can work our way through all of the what ifs. Some people wait forever doing that. A life wasted, handed over to anxious feelings. And there is no answer to all the anxious thoughts. There's not. And on some level, I think you know this. You know this. Because what happens for those of us that have suffered with debilitating anxiety, as soon as you answer one of those what ifs, there's 10 more questions there to replace just that one. And in a split second, you fall into a rabbit hole and you can't find your way out. The way you overcome procrastinating is to get rid of the anxious thoughts, like to literally stop them before they start. So you have the energy and focus to do what you used to put off. When you get that exciting idea, there's not a thousand things telling you not to go for it. It's like an energetic spark. And we're going to talk a little bit about energizing your life today, not just with microdosing, but with being able to use the fact that your brain is clear now, use the fact that you're not overrun with anxious thoughts, where you can actually energize your life with positive thinking. So you enjoy the work of bringing ideas to life. People who microdose, all of them say they stop procrastinating because they stop feeling anxious. Other people feel energy and they don't have to think about what to do. They just do it. Exciting ideas come to mind and they act, not through the exercise of willpower, not through discipline, but from the energy that comes from desire. When there's no anxiety choking you to death, spontaneous action becomes as natural as breathing. That's what microdosing has done for me. There's so many times in a situation where I can see everything I'm surrounded by, the people, everything that's going on. And I can crawl inside myself and think, man, I should really have anxiety right now. I just am so used to it that I'm questioning myself, like, dude, why are you not freaking out? Oh, that's right. I microdosed now. I microdose. So I stay in the state of euphoria 90% of the time. And that doesn't mean that I don't still have life to deal with. Okay. I still get upset. I still get annoyed. I still get overwhelmed. I still go through those things, but I don't become that emotion. It doesn't run my life. It's like 10% of it now. And I don't have these insane conversations with myself anymore with all the what ifs that literally make me tired before I even get out of bed. Always. It's like now I just do the things, one foot in front of the other. I'm like, wow, I'm actually doing this. I'm doing the things. So if you guys are looking for some answers with microdosing, I want to make sure that you send me a message. If you are, you know, worried about the legality of what microdosing is, I respect that. I get it. And I have an option product for you. It's actually formulated in Canada. I tested it myself several times. And in comparison, it brought me the same feelings. It did. It gave me that same euphoria. It cleared the cobwebs and it just helped me stop overthinking. Like I just got to see a mirror in front of myself. And that's what I tell clients when I'm coaching them through the process. I want you to trust the journey. Like we see shit that we need to see and we need to deal with. So there's no more going through life just like letting yourself pack down all these emotions, these thoughts, these feelings. Like you're not just stuffing it away. Every single day, you're dealing with what you need to deal with. You're facing your shit. And that's empowering. It's empowering. I mean, I want you to live a life where you're thinking positive. And I'm not talking about the toxic positivity, but I'm just saying in general, right? Your perspective matters. But why is it important to think positive, right? Because I know when we're anxious, that shit runs rampant and we're not thinking positive. Everything is negative, every response, all of the shit. And it fucks us up, okay? It messes up our, you know, mental and physical health. It boosts our creativity. I mean, there's a lot of things that happen. Thinking positive, it's going to improve your mental and physical health. It reduces your stress and anxiety, improves your overall well-being. Do you want the freedom to have positive thoughts throughout the day? Microdosing gives this to me. And I guarantee you could fight your way through this without the shrooms. It's just a harder path. Why would we want to do that to ourselves? We literally are handed a gift right now, a natural gift that rose from the earth, right? Like we have this natural gift to be able just to give us a leg up to combat all the bullshit that we're constantly dealing with. But having those positive thoughts, you guys, you're going to have increased self-confidence. We talk about this confidence. Everybody wants it. No one's going after it. It gives you better coping skills. You have a more optimistic outlook on life. It increases your resilience in the face of adversity. By focusing on positive aspects of any situation, you're better able to overcome obstacles and maintain that sense of control in a difficult space. It boosts creativity and problem-solving skills. You approach a problem with a negative mindset, how reactive are you going to be? Reactive was a big thing in my life. Just being reactive, hitting up in that emotional state. I don't live in that space anymore. I still have moments. I mean, bitch, I have 6 kids. Okay. There's some reacting going on, but it's not an obsessive part of my life. It is not the energy I live in. It's not the vibration I stay on 100% of the time. Like I still, you know, your kid does that thing and almost gets hurt and you see them doing it. Like my kid stands on our chairs. We have really tall kitchen chairs. She stands on them all the time. And like, she almost falls and I get pissed off, like, cause it scares the shit out of me. So I still have those moments of like, oh my God, I told you not to do that. That's the kind of mom I am, right? Like she scares the shit out of me cause she's reckless. I still have like those moments of being reactive, but it doesn't overcome my life. And I don't stay in that space right away. If I ever, you know, scare her because I react so fast, it's, you know, I take responsibility for it. I don't always think it's a positive thing, but I'm not living in that space of being reactive for every single fucking thing that happens. And if you have lived with anxiety, you know what that's like. If you live with like the bombardment of negative thoughts 24 hours a day, which I think a lot of us do, we're so fucking used to it. Do you even hear it anymore? Do you even hear it? I think your life is going to reflect the thoughts that you're having 100%. Are you feeling good? Check your thoughts. Positive thoughts enhance your relationships. When you have a positive mindset, you're more likely to see the good in other people and respond with kindness and empathy, which improves communication and fosters the stronger connections. If you want to lead the fulfilling, happy life, if you want to improve your mental and physical health, if you want to strengthen relationships with other people, keep listening, bitch, okay? Because you can definitely energize your life with positive thinking. And this is going to take willpower. If you're not going to jump on the microdose train, I get it. Much love to you, because all of this stuff is very possible without it. It is very possible. You can energize your life with positive thinking. Have you ever really even opened your mind to the valuable impact that positive thinking can have? Because when you really develop a truly positive mindset, it's a lifestyle. You set yourself up for a happier and more fulfilling life. With the stressful and hectic pace of what is happening in the world today, like, we are fast-paced microwave mentality. A more joyful existence is certain to be welcome. Certain. You're going to love it. It might take some practice to change your negative thought patterns, and that's 100% going to be what it is. This is not an overnight process. It's not like you just, that's what I, you know, that toxic positivity bullshit drives me fucking nuts, because you don't just flip a switch. And I used to tell people that's what I could do. I could just flip a switch. But the truth was, I wasn't flipping the switch. I was just burying the negative feelings with, coping mechanisms for anxiety. That's the truth. It was toxic to think that you have to be positive all the time. It's not a possible thing to maintain 100% of the time. But if you can move that needle to where 90% of your life is just more of a positive mindset, how much different would your life be? And you got to practice. So let's talk about some strategies, okay? You've got to tell yourself you can do it. Sometimes a simple thought that you repeat over and over again can get you through a grueling or challenging experience. I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. That's a great mantra to keep you striving for the excellence that you desire at your core. I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. 100%. Tell yourself you can do it. You lose if right away you're like, I can't do that. I'll never be able to do that. You're fucking right. You're right. But aren't you tired of being right about dumb shit? Imagine how much different your life would be if you look back and tried half the shit that you thought you could do instead of talking yourself out of it in the very at the gate, right? Think of yourself as someone who is strong. When you're engaging in physical activity, think to yourself, I am strong. I can do anything. I can finish this job because of my strength. I can finish this workout because of my strength. I could keep going because I am strong. What you say to yourself matters. It matters. And I'm so tired of you beating yourself up all day. You're beating yourself up. How many times do you say out loud, oh my God, I'm a dumbass. Oh my God, I'm a mess. Stop owning that shit. Want you to take pen to paper, write a list about everything that's good about you. And it's going to feel strange to do this. It's going to feel strange, but I want you to start listing your positive attributes. Do some bragging about yourself. Acknowledge that you will do something rather than being disappointed about something you didn't do well. Vow you'll work to achieve it in the future. Use the words I am. You guys, I've talked about positive affirmations, and they're very important. I think this was a catalyst in a lot of change that happened in my life. Literally, I didn't even know I was going to publish a book, but I wrote affirmations around my house about it, all over the walls. Well, not the walls, it was construction paper, but I pasted them everywhere, every fucking where. And a few months later, I was getting a book published. So, affirmations matter, but it has to be something you believe. So you've got to notice that you're not saying, I'm going to try. I don't want you to fucking say that. I don't want you to say, I might give it a go. You're stating, I am following through. It's positive, it's affirmative. practice thinking and speaking in this term, in the words I am. Okay. If it's something you can't believe, you have to say it's possible. The more definitive you can be, the more likely your life is going to advance in positive ways. 100%. Go for a run around the block. How long has it been since you used your body's core to walk fast, to jog, or to run? Bitch, you will feel invigorated and accomplished when you get done. Of course, you know, check in with your body. Can you handle this? Okay. If you can't jog for very long, jog while you're counting to 15 under your breath, then walk a little bit and then jog again for a count of 15. When you're done, you're going to feel spent in a positive way because you really did something. I'm not a runner. God bless my girls because they are, and that's amazing for them, but I don't have a great time, but I do rotate it. There are times where I'll do, you know, one lap out of a mile where I jog, or, you know, if I'm really feeling ambitious, I'll do every other lap, but it doesn't happen very, very often. I just do feel empowered when I do it. So maybe you're not a runner like me, then do the fast walk. Now that I'm insane. I can walk faster than shit. And, you know, my kids can't keep up with me, but do the fast walk, something that's just going to elevate your heart rate really fast. Okay. You've got to set aside time every day to work towards your most important goal. No matter what the goal is, you're going to feel psyched if you do one thing to work towards it every single day. Every single day, if you can look back at your day and be like, yes, I moved the needle just a little bit further on that one thing I really wanted. Maybe your goal is to get a new job. Get a spiral notebook and jot down each day with what you did to get the job. Maybe you made a call. Maybe you established a contact. Okay. Maybe you emailed, you know, the CEO. Just do one thing every day to achieve your goal. And then you've got to have a sense of humor. If you ordered a new bed and it doesn't fit in the room when the delivery guys bring it, you've got to laugh about it. Okay. And this is something when my husband and I go through shit, I'm the person that's laughing. Because why not? You got to recognize it's not an unsolvable issue. It's just a little speed bump, okay? But you can return the bed and shop for another one. Smile and say that tomorrow is another day to get it right. That's it. Tell yourself you can handle it if something doesn't work out. Being positive means you're going to land on your feet regardless of what happens. You're going to get through it. And you know this to be true. You know this because you have made it through every fucking bad day that you've ever had. You're doing it. When you really know this, when you know that you're always going to make it, when you know you're always going to be okay, when you truly know this and live life like you believe it, you're going to be one of the most positive people alive. And when you begin to refocus your life towards positivity, you discover a passion for life that you haven't experienced. If you're struggling, like we did some episodes last week, the week before, where we're talking about, you know, the foundation of finding your talent or your skills, or you know, you've got to have something that motivates you to get out of bed, okay? You find that thing, the more positive you think, the closer you're bringing that into goals, into the view, into your reality. We literally live what we think about. You're never not going to have a bad day. Those are going to come. But I can assure you, if you can stay disciplined in the way you're thinking, disciplined in, you know, the way you direct your thoughts, you stay disciplined in those moments, you shift your vibration. 100%. And it does take practice. And if you really, really want to get, you know, disciplined, then I start writing affirmations every day. I mean, I used to just kind of yell them out loud in the car to myself, like literally just yelling. I would be outside and I just, you know, when I felt the bad thoughts coming, I would just like scream, thank you, thank you, thank you in my head. Even some days when, you know, I'm in between microdosing and I just am having that rough time because our brains go to default setting super easy. We talked about that last week too, where you just kind of go back into that default mode. It just automatically goes there. I rewire it by just saying something like, I'm like, I love you, Brandon. I love you, Brandon. I love you, Brandon, because I, y'all know I'm working on the big C word in my life, compassion for myself. I'm fucking hard on myself. I'm hard on myself. So I'm leaning into that compassion. And part of being able to combat that when I'm having the crazy thoughts is just leaning into, I love you, Brandon. I love you, Brandon. I love you, Brandon. And when I keep saying those things, then I start making the choices that reflect that affirmation 100%. And that's what we do. You get to decide now what you want your future present moments to look like. The action you take now decides what your tomorrow will be. So I want you to choose that life of joy. I want you to choose peace. I want you to choose the positive thoughts. And if you need a tool, 100%, that's why I microdose. 100%. That is a gateway for me where suddenly my intention is just to, you know, be able to experience emotions in the present day and stop suppressing them. How many people are walking around with just like billions of years of fucking suppressed emotions? Okay. Like you carry your generation's DNA of suppressed emotions and it's bullshit. You got to release it. You've got a lifetime of shit that you've just packed down. And something for me is that when I microdose, it doesn't all come out at once, but it's very obvious. I'm in a new awareness where I can see, okay, these emotions need to process. I can see this is something I experienced when I went through a traumatic space when I was like 16. And, you know, I don't become the emotion. I let the emotion have its little moment. It just wants a little attention. I let it pass through and I don't become the emotion. Once you start becoming the emotion, you don't have a chance in hell to think positive. Okay. Once you give in and just let that emotion take over you, you lose. You lose. You become that emotion and then you start spinning down into a wheel of darkness. This is where, you know, your anxiety is heightened and it runs your life. This is where you start falling into that depression. You stop taking care of yourself. You've just become the emotion. We become the depression, right? We become the anger. We become the sadness. That's what defines us in these moments. I want you to be stronger than that. And this microdosing has helped me to, you know, navigate through that where I can still have a sad day. I can still, you know, have a day where I just kind of feel like nothing's working out for me, right? And those days are going to come, bitch. There is no way anyone has a 100% positive day every single day. There are things to navigate. Life is still happening. So I guarantee you, if you're like, okay, I'm going to get disciplined on thinking positive, the world doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. And, you know, everyone's like, okay, all right, Sally wants to change her life. So everybody listen up. This is where you need to be today. Make sure you don't pull out in front of her. Make sure, you know, you don't make popcorn in the break room where she has to smell it because she hates that. Make sure you don't play this music when she's sitting next to you because it annoys her. Like the world doesn't just conform to what you need. Everybody's doing their own fucking thing. And there's going to be things that we don't like. There's going to be things that, you know, come into our awareness that we're not happy about. It's never going to be a 100% of the time you're going to feel amazing because life is going to fucking happen. But it's coming back to the core and you make this your core, the core embodiment of no matter what happens, I'm going to be okay. No matter what happens, I'm going to be okay. I am okay. I am going to get through this. And to be able to just see the emotions that you need to experience in the moment saves years of pain, okay? I think therapy is great. I think therapy is great, but it's not enough for some people. It's not. 100%, it's not. And those people are out there seeking, you know, prescription medications, and it drives me fucking crazy because doctors are just more than happy to hand that shit out like candy. Like, here, take this, right? Take this. There's money. There's money in those prescriptions. They get a bonus. So they're happy to hand that shit out. And I'm telling you, there is a way to get through this. Yeah, it's a gift. It's a gift. It covers everything for me. Everything for me. So, like I said, reach out. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. I do have a Listen Bitch Facebook group where I post journal prompts. And what am I missing? Just subscribe, make sure you leave a review, love it, hate it, share this episode with someone who might need the help. I do have other options outside of microdosing if you're not comfortable with that. But other than that, where I get my where I get my product, it's a discreet experience. You're not getting like a bag of mushrooms, okay? They're capsuled up for you in pre-measured doses and all the things. It's a beautiful experience. So just reach out to me. You can sign up for emails at brandonlynette.com. You can message me on Facebook. I mean, I don't care where you find me. I'm all over the place. Just reach out, okay? And have a great day, bitch.